some of the last instructions that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur spoke to his followers. These words were spoken in December 1936 in his Bhajan Kutir in Jagannath Puri. All the residents of the Math should always be engaged in the service of Sri Hari, Guru, and Vaishnav. They should always be engaged in hearing Hari Katha and discussing Hari Katha. If one becomes averse to Hari Katha and Hari Seva, then one will again be entangled in one's material desires. Then one's time will be spent in gossiping. Then one's time will be spent in gossiping, criticizing others, fighting with others, and gratifying one's senses. If the residents of the Math do not understand that Vaishnav Seva is the most beneficial thing, then they will not make progress in the realm of devotion. One has to cultivate one's Krishna consciousness by sincerely serving the Vaishnavas and by endeavoring to please the Vaishnavas with body, mind, and soul. By the petition of a Vaishnav, merciful Krishna will give his mercy to the sinful soul. This we have to remember all the time. If a godbrother falls from the platform of service to Hari, Guru, and Vaishnav, then you should think that your own brother is falling down. Then you have to openly advise him about Hari Bhajan and nicely make him understand the situation. Sing the beneficial message of Guru and Gauranga to him. If you merely comment on his downfall, then you are not his well-wisher. You have to be merciful to him by talking to him about the Lord. By doing this, you will benefit yourself as well as him, and your goal of living in the Math will be accomplished. We are living together to help each other serve the Lord. We will not live in this world very long. If we can die while constantly doing Hari Kirtan, then our birth will be successful. We have not come to this world to be carpenters to deal with wood and stone. We are only the carriers of the message of Sri Chaitanya Dev. On December 7th, 1936, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur went by train to Calcutta. There he was met by his loving disciples and many influential personalities of the society. He told the assembled devotees, "One should not make many disciples. I have not made any disciples. They are all my gurus. I learn something from all of them. May they give me the opportunity to follow the example of their pure devotion. This is my prayer." On December 23rd, he gave his final instructions to the assembled devotees. "I have caused anxiety for many people. Perhaps many people have considered me their enemy because I was compelled to tell the unadulterated truth. I asked them to serve the Lord with all sincerity. I have given much anxiety to many people only because I wanted to inspire them to serve Krishna sincerely without material desire and duplicity. One day, they will understand this. All of you, please preach about Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath with great enthusiasm. The supreme goal of all our desire is to become specks of dust at the lotus feet of the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. All of you remain united in the shelter of the Ashraya Vigraha in order to satisfy the transcendental senses of the supreme entity of non-dual knowledge. All of you somehow live simply in this temporary world with the single goal of serving the Lord. Please do not give up your devotional service in spite of hundreds of dangerous insults or persecutions. Please do not be discouraged by seeing that most people of the world are not listening to the transcendental topics of devotional service. Please do not give up Shravanam Kirtanam of Krishna Katha, which is your own bhajan and your soul property. Please always chant the holy name, being humbler than a blade of grass and more tolerant than a tree. We only cherish one desire in our hearts, to sacrifice this body, which is only a lump of matter, in the fire of the Sankirtan Yajna of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya and his associates. We do not wish to be heroes by dint of our action, bravery, or religiosity, but let this be our real identity, life after life, that we are specks of dust under the lotus feet of Sri Rupa. Let that mean everything to us. The Bhakti Vinod current will never be stemmed. Please take up the mission of preaching the desire of Bhakti Vinod with greater enthusiasm. There are many qualified and accomplished people among you. We have no other desire. Our only message is this. Taking a blade of grass between my teeth, I fall down and pray again and again that I may become the dust at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa, birth after birth. I will repeat. We have no other desire. Our only message is this. Taking a blade of grass between my teeth, I fall down and pray again and again that I may become the dust at the feet of Sri Rupa, birth after birth. Living in this world, one has to face many kinds of difficulties. It is not our job to try to remove those difficulties, nor should we become depressed by them. After these difficulties are gone, what shall we gain? What will our eternal lives be? While staying here, we should have some idea of that. All the things that attract or repel us, what we want and what we do not want, we have to resolve these things in our minds. The more we distance ourselves from the lotus feet of Krishna, the more these things will draw us. The joy of Krishna Seva can be realized when one is attracted to his divine name after transcending the happiness and misery of this world. At present, the topic of Krishna is startling and perplexing to us. The continuing events of our lives pose obstacles to the realization of our eternal fulfillment. Knowingly or unknowingly, all human beings are struggling to eliminate these. Our only need is to enter that realm of eternal fulfillment, transcending all duality. We have no attachment or hostility towards anyone in this world. All arrangements of this world are temporary. Everyone has an indispensable need for the absolute truth. May all of you, with one goal and in harmony with each other, attain the right to serve the original Ashraya Vigraha. Let the currents of thought of the followers of Sri Rupa flow in this world. May we never, under any circumstances, show antipathy toward the seven-tongued fire of Sri Krishna Sankirtan Yajna. If we have an increasing attachment for it, then all our goals will be fulfilled. And then he concludes, all of you, please, preach fearlessly about Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath with great enthusiasm under the guidance of their followers. A few days after this, the morning of December 31st, he requested this song, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, to be sung by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Maharaj. And early in the next morning, he departed for Sri Goloka Vrindavan. Let us try to take his final instructions as our very lives and souls.